This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The four members of the Duke Street Dogs all started out as members of another popular local band called Rebecca and the Hightones. 11 years ago, after playing around both together and apart, Bill Newton, Keith Guile, Robert Truesdale, and Michael Borstelman decided it was time to be a band. And they have been one and an institution in this area ever since. They play an eclectic mix of instruments, dobros, mandolins, harmonicas, in addition to guitars, and they cover just about every genre of music. If you want to hear their sound, you can pick up their new eponymous CD called Eponymous. No, it's called the Duke Street Dogs, and you can check them out every Friday night at the Blue Note Grill in Durham, or you can just keep listening because they are here with us today. Duke Street Dogs, Bill Newton, Keith Guile, Robert Truesdale, Michael Borstelman. Welcome to the State of Things. Good to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Frank.
Thanks. So you've been together for 11 years, and already you've turned out one CD. That's amazing.
We're pretty proud of ourselves.
It's a great CD. But, you know, now why did it – is it just that you didn't want to put a CD together? Because the sound is great, and everybody around here knows you.
There were some earlier garage projects, some homemade CDs.
All right. Well, so we talked about you being before members of Beck and the Hightones, right? And now you came together in Duke Street. How did that come? How did that happen?
Organically.
Yeah.
We used to rehearse.
No fertilizer then. No pesticides and no hormones.
Hormone free. Well, I don't know about that. But anyway, we practiced every Tuesday night for, I don't know, 20 years with the Hightones. And then one by one, you know, the guys were like, are we really going to get a lot done? Because I don't want to really drive to Raleigh with the drums if we're not going to, like, get a lot. So it slowly people started slipping away. And then it wound up just the four of us playing. And then we worked up more new material, different songs. And we said, well, you know, we should really get gigs with this stuff. We should perform this stuff. And that's how it all started. We got a Sunday brunch gig at Fowler's over here and next to where Pops used to be.
Right. Now Parker Notice. And you were playing there even when it changed owners and became Parker Notice.
Yep.
For a long time. And that really kind of, you know, that was the vibe. That was kind of Durham Friday nights, hanging out on the porch.
Train would go by. Kind of. Engineer would honk and wave.
But it's perfect music for a porch, which is what you were playing on, essentially.
Yeah.
Play a song for us now?
Yeah. We got one that Michael wrote here called Slipping Away.
One and a two and a one. Well, I've been down far too long. Gotta get back where I belong. And I've been slowly slipping away. Gotta get back home to stay. And I've been thinking to myself, son, you've gotta get a grip, or this good life you've been living, it just might give you the slip. 'Cause I've been down far too long. Gotta get back where I belong. I've been down far too long. I gotta get back where I belong. And I've been slowly just slipping away. I gotta get back home to stay. And I've been thinking to myself, son, you've gotta get a grip, or this good life you've been living, it just might give you the slip. 'Cause I've been down far too long, gotta get back where I belong.
Slipping Away, Duke Street Dogs, from their album of the same name. And Duke Street Dogs is Bill Newton on harmonica, Keith Guile on guitar, Robert Truesdale on the bass, and Michael Borstelman on the mandolin. Michael, you wrote that one. What was going on with you when you wrote that song?
Well, a long period of recovery from an ankle injury, like Cody, and trying to get my life back in order, you know.
Yeah. Cody, by the way, of course, our engineer Robin Copley's son, who had an accident, and there's going to be a fundraiser, a little bit of a concert and fundraiser at the Blue Note Grill next Thursday. You're going to be there. We'll talk more about that. There's a song now that is fascinates me when people like you write a song like that, because here's the deal. It's a traditional rootsy sounding thing, and yet it sounds fresh. There's something new. Now, musically, did you do something to make my ear hear the new thing in that while I'm still tracking the tradition?
The song started with that riff. Dun. So that's right. That was the gem for the song. You
know? Yeah, and that keyed me in. But then it just felt like there were some new things happening, things I don't ordinarily hear in traditional music.
It's an unusual chord change, and it actually came about because I couldn't decide which path to take with the songs. I decided to go down both paths.
So you got a little minor and a major keys going on there. It's wonderful. It's a great thing. But that's the good thing about this music, when you can make it sound fresh and still remind me of the tradition it came from. Duke Street Dogs, where did that name come from?
It was an accident. And I remember it was one of the first times we ever played at Fowler's, and it was on a Sunday morning, and we had our case open, and I don't remember who it was.
Was it a musical case, or did you just have a case of beer there? Just kind of...
With all that wine, we
That's right.
And somebody says, well, you guys are great. What do you call yourselves? And I don't know. Was it you? One of us said, we were on Duke Street, so they said, Duke Street Dogs.
And that's it, huh?
And there's no turning back.
Man. Yeah. Yeah, it's a good thing there wasn't some other animal going by doing something else. Could have been kind of rough. The
Peabody Street Possum. That's not very attractive.
You play another song for us?
Yes, and we do have a song about a dog here. I used to have a little terrier who used to sit in on our rehearsals, and after rehearsal, we'd always go on a walk together. He left his mark on Michael's guitar. We're doing Hard on Shoes here.
Yeah.
And I wrote the song about my little dog Virgil, no longer with us, but Michael B's getting out his guitar. It has a mark that Virgil left on it when he tried to jump up on top of the guitar and scratched it with his little terrier claws.
Did Virgil bark in Latin?
No, but he bit like a Roman.
That's true.
Like a legionnaire.
There is a mark on Keith's face too.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So was it the kind of mark he made with the teeth, or another part of his anatomy?
Claws.
Oh, really? Yeah, so yes, that kind of thing. I thought
jumped
maybe
right up on top of the guitar there.
Oh, wow.
Well, I had my guitar in his space.
There you go. There you go. Or maybe he just doesn't appreciate roots music. Could be. So give me some jazz.
Well, we got this one about him. It's about taking him up on a walk up on the boulevard. We used to go up on 15501 every night past the Kentucky Fried Chicken. It goes like this. 1, 2, 1, 2. I used to be hard on shoes. We walked most every night. Francis to Nation down into the basin, discussing what's wrong and what's right. The asphalt flowed beneath our feet, and the moon outshone the light. And every chicken bone on the boulevard was gonna see your pearly whites. But you wore out for me, the street no longer flowed. left me one autumn afternoon as I played the orange road. I used to be hard on shoes. We walked on out of sight. And now I'm just a wearing out my tail on the straight back chair tonight. I'll play it, Michael.
Street Dogs live on the State of Things, a song called Hard on Shoes, a song I believe inspired by, it's just at a walk on 15501 in front of the Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah, with my little dog.
Only song ever written, I know, that's been performed on this show, inspired by a walk on 15501. You've been around for a long time and watched and listened to the music scene change here. How has it been and how has it, because it's always been good, hasn't it? I mean, you know, or not. Maybe not.
I think it's been fantastic.
Yeah.
It's just a great place to be a musician. There's always plenty of people to play with and the most exciting music.
Has it always been this way?
As far as I, at least since the late 70s.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
Has it changed at all in any way?
It's gotten a little easier to make some money as a musician.
That's true.
Yeah, the more places open and a lot more receptive audiences.
Especially in Durham. I mean, the change in Durham is remarkable. I mean, you know, 20 years ago, there was some time, and I think that was it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Hobbies.
Oh, well, the first gig I ever played was in upstairs at the Ivy Room.
Where is that? Where was it?
Ivy Room, it was right next to the Federal in that building where there's a consignment shop and stuff like that. Oh, it's a classic restaurant, and there was a bar upstairs.
Called the Cosmo or Cosmopolitan.
A lot more restaurants are having music now.
Yeah, that's right.
And places like the Blue Note Grill, where you guys play every Friday night in Durham. That's just an amazing little spot. It's kind of in a little shopping plaza, and so you wouldn't know it as a great spot for music, but it's turned into a terrific venue for music.
Yeah,
in fact, I was our local independent. They won Best Place to See Blues, Best Place to See Jazz in the Triangle. Mm-hmm. So
it's great variety, and they got food. So you play there every Friday, and then Thursday night, as we say, on the 9th, going to be a fundraiser, a little bit of benefit concert for Cody, who is Robin Copley, our engineer, has been out for a few weeks taking care of him. He had a pretty serious accident, and he's recovering. He's recovering very well now, and Nurse Robin is about to get her about to get certified because of the amount of TLC she's had to put in. But that's going to be great. Willie Painter Band is going to be there. Are you guys playing then on Thursday night as well? You'll be part of that?
We will be part of that. We'll do an hour set, actually.
At
6:30.
Some of us will be sitting in with Alice
Zincone.
We're going to be her band.
At
6.
It goes from like 5 until, right? We start at 5 o'clock, and I think Willie Painter takes the place at 10, takes the stage at 10. It's a nice spot. They're going to pass the hat. It should be a lot of fun. Then you guys will come back again Friday night.
We'll be back Friday.
Our regular 6 to 8 gig, which we love that.
That's a great thing.
And Bill and Andrea Whittington have done such a good job of supporting music at the Blue Note, so big shout out for them.
Absolutely.
We need them.
It's great stuff, and as always, a pleasure to have you guys on the program and listen. Congratulations on the CD. The Duke Street Dogs, Bill Newton on harmonica, Keith Guile on guitar and dobro, Robert Truesdale on the upright bass, Michael Borstelman on the mandolin. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having
Thanks,
me.
Our Frank. Pleasure.
The new CD, self-titled, Duke Street Dogs. They're going to play Blue Note Grill in Durham tonight and every Friday night from 6 until 8. And make sure you check it out on Thursday the 9th as well. DukeStreetDogs.com is how to find them online. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, the Duke Street Dogs.
See me sometimes. Isn't that right, Michael B?